The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This is your show where we try to bring you a little bit about your mental health environment. We're brought to you by Family Services, a United Way agency. We're going to deviate a little bit today from our normal format. We're getting into the tailgating for our kids session part of the year. And we are so fortunate to have, as a partner, the Fairway Stores. And what they do is they have a roundup. And I'm going to let our guests get more into that. But we start a roundup, and that benefits the Boys and Girls Home. And I think this year might be version 3. It kicks off a month of activities for Boys and Girls Home and Family Services as we get into our tailgating for our kids. This is our annual event, and this year we're putting a major focus on it, on mental health. We'll talk more about that later on in the show. But we're glad you're with us this morning. I hope you sit back, enjoy, and feel free to just be a sponge. Sit back and enjoy the dawn of another beautiful day. So with that, let me introduce to you our two guests. First, Terry Dooley. Terry Dooley is the Executive Vice President at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. It's fall. It feels fallish.
Well, I'll tell you, maybe one more heat wave. It always shows up in October or something, so we'll see. But you're right. It feels fallish. And would you like to introduce our guest today?
It is an honor for me to introduce the listening audience to Tony Melvin, who is the store manager at the Fairway Store out in Morningside. Tony, welcome.
Well, thanks, Terry. And thanks, Art, for having me here.
Great to have you here again.
Like Terry said, I'm Tony Melvin. I'm the grocery manager at the Morningside Fairway here in Sioux City. I've been with Fairway for about 25 years now, but at the Sioux City location for 4. Married, have 2 kids, a freshman and a 5th grader.
Ooh.
So they keep us active and busy in the community.
Well, you know, Terry, it's good to have you back again, and your presence kind of sets off the time of year. Your Fairway Stores have been simply fantastic as a partner, and here we are starting out. This is our 21st of tailgating for kids. How many?
Yeah, we're in the 20s. We're definitely in the 20s.
And we've grown, and we grow by partnerships like Fairway. So would you like to discuss the Fairway Stores and their philosophy in the communities that they're located in?
Sure. Communities are a big part of Fairway's success. Without them, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. But also building relationships with businesses and other people in the community. At Fairway, your family. And Fairway's started an initiative to lead with love. And we feel that we're building that relationship with the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. And hopefully we can continue to build on that year after year.
Man, I love that. Lead with love. We need to get back to that basic relationship. A lead with love. Show the example. I mean, that's just a great way. That just attributes your company's being in tune, I think, with what's going on in the market and being I got to tell you, any bias from Art is because Art is a Fairway customer. And I love their curbside service. I think you specially train your pickers because I have not had one problem. I've been doing this for like, I don't know how long. Now, here's the downside. I miss the people in the North Side store. I don't get a chance to see them, you know?
Face to face, yeah.
Every now and then I got to walk in and say, how are you guys doing? And self-check out. But it's a family. I really feel part of that Fairway family as a customer. As a customer. So you guys are doing it right. Really appreciate it.
I can echo what you're saying because I shop there too. And I have to say, one of the things I love about Tony's store is he has a bakery in his store.
Oh, I know.
The cookies are so good.
The sweets.
I got to get to my store early to get those things. On the North Side.
I've had my fair share of those sweets. They're delicious.
Yep. Hey, you're listening to When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 KSCJ 90.9 FM, 1360 AM. And we're talking with Tony Melvin. He's with the Fairway Store at the Southern Hills Mall. And we're discussing the Fairway Roundup. And Tony, you want to talk about the Roundup, what it is? Terry, you jump in there too. And I think we got an addition to the family this year.
Sure. So Fairway Stores here in Sioux City, we'll be doing a roundup from September 26th, which is next Monday. It'll run through October 8th. So the three Sioux City stores, Sergeant Bluff will be doing it, and then the new one is going to be Lamar's this year.
Hey, welcome, Lamar's.
Woohoo!
So what exactly the roundup is, the customers come in, they do their grocery shopping, they go to the check stands. When the transaction's finished, they can round up their order to the next dollar. They can even round up more than that. And that's just how it works. All the pennies and nickels and dimes, they just add up.
It adds up, and we really could use it. Our needs never go away. As a matter of fact, our needs are increasing. At Boys and Girls Home, for the first time in a long time, we've had a late waiting list for adolescent girls. We have had a waiting list for boys, but we've pretty much caught up on that. But the girls, and we deal with things like anxiety with girls, and we deal with depression with boys, and we see it firsthand, and we don't get funded for everything that we'd like to do. So when we're able to do something along the lines with Fairway participation, I want you to know, and everybody out there to know, that money goes directly to our children. So this is how we get to go to the movies, and this is how we get to go to different events with them, because our children have to go alone. They can't be mixed in with the general population for a lot of reasons. So that makes it only more difficult to schedule, and that's why we need a little more help. So, Tony, on behalf of the whole organization of Boys and Girls Home, from the board of directors down to our six-year-olds, we thank you, staff and everything. We can't do it alone, folks, and this is a real important year. And we're going to talk about Face Off for Charity. Excuse me, that's our winter event. Excuse me, I'm getting ahead of myself. We're going to talk about tailgating for our kids and why this year is so important. And we need your participation to come out. And Tony, I love your lead with love. We were talking about love scholarships that people could provide. Get back to the people that are just nice people. They don't have to excel at anything, but every day, day in and day out, they're the ones who are doing those random acts of kindness. We all know them out there. We all know the person in your neighborhood that always pitches in, the guy that comes and helps you with your deck if you need some help. This is a wonderful community. We have to focus on our wonderfulness as opposed to the little small things that divide us. So we're going to come back and talk more about this year's tailgating for our kids and our special guests. So grab another cup of coffee, a glass of juice, sit back, enjoy the morning. We'll be right back here when things aren't going well, right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Get your tickets now for Boys and Girls Home and Family Services Tailgating for Our Kids, Friday, October 14th. It's gonna be huge! Come and get inspired by our speaker, Lindsay Fennelly, entrepreneur, mental health advocate, former All-America basketball player for Iowa State, and WNBA draftee.
Hey, Sue Lan, I'm excited and ready to connect with you to share my mental health journey.
This is huge! Tailgating for Our Kids on October 14th. Get your tickets now at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva, along with my guest, Terry Dooley, Executive Vice President, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, and Tony Melvin, the Fairway Store Manager at the Southern Hills Mall Store. We're talking about the upcoming roundup at the Fairway Stores that kick off our month of Tailgating for Our Kids activity. That activity culminates on the 14th of October with a dinner and auction at the South Sioux City Marriott featuring Lindsay Fennelly. We are going to talk down and dirty about mental health and what you can do to help yourself. She's a classic example, an Iowa State grad. She was drafted by the WNBA. I think she leads Iowa State women's basketball in terms of assists. So, and she has a great story to tell. So it's important that we have our listeners there because this is a great event. Ray Cole is going to MC this event. And we're going to just talk about it so we can get better. So October 14th is our tailgating for our kids this year. We want you to come out to that. On that note, Terry, you kind of head that up. So why don't you talk about a little bit about the event itself. Anything you want to add to it? Any auction teases?
I think it's really a fun event, and people can come dressed in their favorite sports attire. You can wear blue jeans, which I appreciate. I think most of our guests do too. We usually have around 500 people coming. All are coming with their hearts because they want to be able to help the children and families that are needing some assistance at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. We are really good, I think, at being able to get some kind of unique auction items. So This year we have both items that are kind of affordable things along the way, and then we also have some pretty amazing big gift items that are available to people. Gunderson's has provided us with a piece of jewelry this year. We do something in memory of Ginny Peterson. It's called Ginny's Pick, and the necklace this year is worth over $10,000, so we're really excited about that. We've also had a lot of help from Lindsay Fenley and her father-in-law. So we have tickets to Iowa State games. They've reached out. We're working with Creighton right now to get some things from them. We have two timeshares a week at each place, one in Florida and one in Missouri. So we've got a lot of really cool items that people can come and bid on. At the same time, we've got baskets that we put together for the children that are living with us at Boys and Girls Home. And those are things like school supplies, sports equipment, and the crowd that comes to our event is always wonderful about buying the baskets, donating them back, buying the baskets, donating them back. So really serves a purpose to be able to help our kids.
Well, it's a great list, and I think when we look at it, some of these gifts, when you talk about Greg McDermott, Greg's going to speak on behalf of mental health. And we are hoping, we're hopeful that we might have, we think we will have Creighton tickets and maybe a great Creighton package put together. Those same packages we're looking at from Ben Jacobson, who's been contacted. Ben's going to help us, as you know, Northern Iowa. Fred Hoiberg. I just got a hold of Fred, and Fred's going to help us. So Fran McCaffrey waiting on right now to see if Fran's going to help us this year, but we think he'll come in. So sit tight, folks. These auction items are developing as we speak, and it's going to be our best ever event. Why? Because we always have fun. The social hour, along with the protein posse, they play. We come in to a great meal, a dinner. We're going to have a speaker this year, but it'll be following the dinner. And then from that, we go into a great auction. And all of this supports the Boys and Girls Home. As you know, we just received a $2.7 million grant from the state of Iowa for the construction of our new campus, the Ginny Peterson. Now, that doesn't cover everything, but it's a great start, and we're going to kick off our fundraisers. So we're going to be moving our children out of the hospital at St. Joe's into their new facility with the deadline of January of 2024. We're happy about this. We removed that institutionalized setting, that stigma that comes with that. And we give our kids a chance to really experience life as an adolescent, exposed to things that they probably would never get exposed to that help them get better, whether it be the coping skills or working with their families on medication. We change lives. It sounds like a phrase. We use it a lot, but we affect the lives of kids. And we can only do it with fundraising. So your help and support, whatever, we'll be talking about love scholarships if you want to give one of those. Any means you can help, but please, that night, come to the event. This is something we've never done before. As we said in our ads, this is huge. So we want to see you there. Terry, you want to add a little more? Where can they get tickets? Where can they get more information?
If you need more information, you can go to boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, and it will give you all the information about the event. I'd like to put down a challenge here, because as many of you know, I am an Iowa Hawkeye fan. And it's fun at this event because people come in with their Hawkeye shirts or with their Iowa State shirts or with their Nebraska. I think that all the Iowa Hawkeye fans should come en masse this year. Perhaps, I don't know, I'm thinking maybe there's going to be a lot of Iowa State fans there. Maybe this is our way of making up for losing that game. What do you think, Art?
Well, we're going to find out. It's a great competition, but I'll tell you. I just love the support we're getting. Lindsay, being an Iowa State grad, has really opened a lot of doors for us. Hoping to get something back from George Zhang. If you remember, George played for the Cyclones. He's now with the Philadelphia 76ers. Athletes talk about mental health. These are our best people. They're blessed with talent, but it goes to show you how mind and body goes together. The best physical ability you might have, but if you can't get it tuned up, there's problems. But there are answers. There are answers, and it's great when people come forward. That's the courage I'm seeing now. People willing to talk about it. And I think if you can come to our event on October 14th, and that's going to be at the South Sioux City Marriott, overlooking Sioux City. The only thing I overlook is a river. I love that city. But it's going to be a great show. We want you to come out to that. Tony, you're going to kick our stuff off. So you got any specials you want to talk about that's going on in the at Fairway during this roundup?
You bet. We're teaming up with Glaciers. Next week, they have Zoa for $4, four for $8.88, Calypso is four for $5. And for each case of Zoa that the five stores sell, Glaciers is going to donate $4 to the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services.
Fantastic. Do we appreciate that? So, folks, go on out. It'll be in-store displays, so take a look and know that if you buy something, it's going to help the kids at Boys and Girls Home.
Well, and let's pat the cashiers on the back, because the cashiers, when people are checking out, are fabulous about asking people if they'd like to round up. And Tony, the number is 12,000. The last 2 years, yep, it's huge. See,
it's huge.
We've raised from the Fairway stores $12,386 and how many cents?
85 cents.
And they did it quietly. They are just great about it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So we really appreciate the Fairway stores, all five of them, the four in Sioux City and the one in Lamar's joining us this year. And let's get a competition going between them. I know Tony, when I talked to the Lamar's store, he said, we do really well with roundups. I think we might be beating the other stores.
That definitely sounds like a challenge.
This is a little traveling cup. You know, every year we can put a traveling cup around Boys
that sounds
and Girls
fun.
Home, put our kids together, put something.
That would be great.
And travel around Fairway.
Absolutely.
Something that demonstrates their community spirit and willing to help our children. That's wonderful. Well, listen, this has been great, and folks, I love talking about it. Anything else you want to add, Tony or Terry, before we close our show?
I want to thank Tony, because Tony has taken a lead. Yeah. Every single year, Tony has taken a lead. The other store managers really appreciate him doing this. And, you know, it's not always the easiest thing in the world. So good job, Tony.
Done a great job. On top of doing his regular job, we really appreciate
yep.
it, Tony.
Thanks, guys.
Got the spirit.
It's been a great relationship working with you guys. So
thank you very much. We hope to grow it. Well, folks, we're coming up on that time where it's do our joke of the week. And every week we try to put a little humor into you. Humor is good for the soul. So I'm going to do two jokes this week in honor of Fairway. And they're going to be grocery jokes. So, okay, here you go. Here's my first joke. Tony, have you ever had this happen to you? A young lady came back from the parking lot. And she got in line. And a young man came back from the parking lot and tried to cut in the front of the line. But the old lady went up and beat him back into the parking lot with a cane. He returned again and tried to cut in line again. But this time, an old man punched him in the stomach, then kicked him to the ground, and then rolled him away. As he approached the door for the third time, he said, look, if you don't let me unlock the door, you're never going to get in there. Ever had that happen? No, huh? Not your experience.
No, we have some great customers down there, Morningside. So.
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me the other day in Fairway, and I don't know if you heard about it in your store, but I shot my first Thanksgiving turkey this year. Scared the hell out of everyone else in the grocery store. Listen, we thank you very much for being here today, Terry. Thank you, Tony. And thank you to our listening audience.
Thank you, guys.
Our shout-out for the week is to Chris McGowan and the Chamber of Commerce staff for a great Chamber of Commerce dinner. Sold out, and what a great speaker we had. So, Chris and your staff, thanks a lot for a great job. Thank you for being with us today. We'll be back next Saturday morning right here on 1360 AM, 949 FM, KSCJ, with more When Things Aren't Going Well. Have a great week. Your homework is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you. Till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.